And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Mention once again, if you want to hear a Pete song tonight and you're listening here live and local on a Thursday night, you can give me a call here in New Hampshire at 526-3494. If you're listening to the streams out there on the Global Voice or Boston Free Radio or even on the airwaves out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, after the fact, you can send me some email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. And that goes for all you folks listening to the podcast as well. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to keep it going with another little cut from the Pete Remembers Woody compilation, collection, whatever you want to call it, that came out last year. It's Pete talking here once again. It's called Are There Any Mountains Near Here on Out of the Woods.
Remember one night he said, are there any mountains near us? And I said, yeah, a couple hours drive. They're called the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. He said, let's go visit them. And there at midnight, we start off. There was an old woman carrying a big sack of clothing, and we slowed down and said, ma'am, would you like us to give you a lift? That bag must be heavy. She said, it sure is. And she got in the back seat, and she said, where are you boys going this time of night? Oh, we're going out to visit the mountains. She said, boys, will you let me off, please? Well, you're not going to get another lift tonight. She said, boys, let me off. She didn't want to be in a car with any men that were going to visit the mountains at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Next 512, next 1024, so figure it out yourself. We'll all be a double and a double and a double and we'll all be a double in 32 years. Keep double 10 generations, you have children over a million. Keep going another 20, your children be over a trillion. I'll be a double and a double and a double and I'll be a double in 32 years. Give it another 300 years, your children number a billion. Keep doubling another millennium, you can have another quadrillion. I'll be a double and a double and a double and I'll be a double in 32 years. Smaller, or the world's gonna have to get bigger. There's a couple other possibilities. I leave it to you to figure. We'll all be a double and a double and a double and we'll all be a double in 32 years. I snuck into the Vatican. I whispered in John Paul's ear. He sat up with a shout and said, you got and sang out all the gear. We'll all be a double and a double and a double and we'll all be a double in 32 years. We'll all be a double and a double and a double and we'll all be a double in 32 years. 32 years, 64 years, 128 years, 256 years, 512 years, 2024, 2048, 4096, all be a doubling, all be a tripling, all be quadrupling, all be quadrupling, all be a doubling, all be a doubling, a doubling, a doubling, all be a doubling in 32 years.
Yeah. It's about where we come from on the Hudson River. And back in 1970 or something, somewhere around then, not exact, 71, Pete Seeger had this idea to build a sloop. He and a buddy who was a sailor were talking about how there used to be these old sloops on the Hudson. And Pete said, wouldn't it be great if we sailed a sloop up the Hudson and then everybody would come down to look at this beautiful ship with these big sails, and they'd see it and they'd say, that's so beautiful. And they'd look down and they'd see that the river was full of garbage and junk and crap and stuff. And then they'd say, well, we should clean this up, you know. So first thing they did, they built the ship up in Maine and, you know, cracked the champagne bottle on it, and then sailed it down to Washington, D.C., into the harbor, just as the Clean Air and Water Act was going through Congress. And they got a bunch of reporters there who took a bunch of pictures and said, President Nixon, you have to sign this bill. And he signed it. And that was the Clean Air and Water Act. So we just look at it as a thing of, like, if you want to do it and you get your friends together, you can do it, you know. So that ship is called Clearwater. And there's also a festival on the Hudson every year called the Clearwater Festival. So time like a river flows endlessly, gathering everything left behind by you and me. Just like a river, our lives will flow. What goes into the river comes up in the seeds we sow. Let's go down to Clearwater, Clearwater. Plant our seeds along a rippling shore, Clearwater. Watch those seeds take root and grow, Clearwater. When tomorrow comes, there'll be seeds and more. Clear water dreams. Maybe someday, someday will come when all of our clear water dreams flow together into one. Let's go down to clear water. He'll be there too. Clearwater. Sitting on Crazy Horse and all the great chiefs. Clearwater. Sitting around a campfire.
family live on the banks of the Hudson River.
We got a project there that's a little bit unlike anything I've ever heard. We're getting the river clean by sailing a sailboat up and down. Now, you wouldn't think, what can a sailboat do? It can't actually clean up the river itself. But what we do is we bring people together at the edge of the river. And you know, you bring people together for any purpose whatsoever, you're in politics. You can bring them together to drink beer or to watch a football game, but you're affecting the body politic. And the river has gotten cleaner. We're swimming in the Hudson again. Anyway, this is just one of the many songs sung by the Clearwater Gang up and down the river. I sing sailing up. You got to repeat it after me. Sailing up. That's it. Sailing down.
Sailing down.
After that, you have to reverse it. I say up, you say
down.
Down, I say, and you go. Sailing up.
Sailing up.
Sailing down.
Sailing down.
Up.
tell me that once again.
The river may be dirty now, but she's getting cleaner every day.
Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie. Once again, we're going to be playing a lot of them together on the show because some of my favorites, of course, are on those records. And that's one with that theme that Fred Gillen Jr. was talking about just before that, the whole Hudson River cleanup thing. And that was Sailing Up, Sailing Down, another track from the Precious Friend record from Arlo and Pete together there. And, of course, Fred Gillen Jr. in there from his CD Live in the Heartland of America. And a nice intro there talking about Pete and the Clearwater Sloop and all that great stuff in his song Clearwater from Fred Gillen Jr. And this set in general just reminded me what a small world it really is. I never met Pete, but I swear that so many people I know real well who I consider friends knew him very well. And I'm going to send that set out to my friend Greg Gage, who stopped by my desk early that morning when we first heard about Pete this week. And I work with Greg over nearby, and Greg used to be from down in that area, and he was involved in one of the river cleanup things and actually got a chance to sing with Pete himself back in the day. And another guest in there that set too, Cy Conn and my good friends the Freight Hoppers together doing Pete's song Dublin. Another track from Where Have All the Flowers Gone, the songs of Pete Seeger. And that's one that Pete Seeger wrote back quite some time ago. He set it to another tune from way back when. But I think he read The Population Bomb, which was a book and about the population explosion. So he changed the words and came up with Dublin there. Fun stuff. And we started off there. Pete doing a little banjo thing and talking, are there any mountains near here? A sort of a funny little story to start the set. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We're celebrating the life of Pete Seeger, who passed away this week at the age of 94. A long, illustrious life for sure. And he will be greatly missed. We're going to keep it going now with a track. I'm going to send this one out to Andy Revkin, who actually wrote about this track in his article that he wrote in the New York Times this week. And it's always been one of my favorite Pete Seeger tunes. And it's another one, of course, from one of the Arlo and Pete CDs, or records, I should say. More Together in Concert Again. And I'm not sure if that one was on an LP. I think it was originally, but I have this CD called Abby Yo-Yo. And, of course, some of my favorite things were Pete's stories that he did for children. So we're going to play it for you right now here on Out of the Woods.
Got any small kids at your home, you might try telling them this story. Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, 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 Abby Yo-Yo, 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 Yo-Yo. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. He'd go around town. Grown-ups said, get that thing out of here. Not only that, the boy's father was getting in trouble. He was a magician. He had a magic wand. He could go, zip, zip, make things disappear. But the father played too many tricks on people. Somebody doing a hard job of work. Up comes the father with his magic wand. Zip, no saw. Come to someone about to drink a nice cold glass of something. Zip, the glass disappears. He'd come to someone about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zip, no chair. People said to the father, you get out of here too. Take your magic wand and you and your son. And the boy and his father were ostracized. Means it made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abby Yo-Yo. He said he was as tall as a house and could eat people up. Of course, nobody believed him, but they told the story anyway. One day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. The first people got up and looked out the window. They saw a great big shadow in front of the sun, and they could feel the whole ground shake. Women scream! Strong men fainted. Run for your lives! Abiyoyo's coming! He came to the sheep pasture, grabs a whole sheep, ow! Comes to the cow pasture, grabs a whole cow, ow! Then yell, grab your most precious possessions and run, run! Just then the boy and his father woke up. Hey, Pa, what's coming over the field? Oh, son, that's Abiyoyo. Oh, if I could only get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. The boy says, come with me, father. He grabs his father by one hand. The father gets the magic wand. The boy gets the ukulele. They run across the field. People yell, don't go near him! He'll eat you alive!
There was Abiyoyo.
He had long fingernails because he never cut them. Slobbery teeth because he didn't brush them. Stinking feet because he didn't wash them. He raised up with his claws. The boy whips out his ukulele and starts to sing. Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo. Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, yo 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 yo. Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before, and a foolish grin spread over the giant's face, and the giant started to dance.
Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo.
The boy went faster. He fell down flat on the ground. Zip, zip. People looked out the window. Abiyoyo disappeared. They ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore. And they all sang, Abiyoyo. Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, are you singing with me? Abiyoyo, 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 Abiyoyo.
Josh White Jr. put together this rap after reading a book called Crazy English by a man named Richard Lederer. English is the most widely used language in the history of the planet. One out of every seven human beings can speak or read English. It has the largest vocabulary, perhaps 2 million words, and a noble body of literature. But face it, English is crazy. If the plural of tooth is teeth, shouldn't the plural of booth be beef? It's one goose, two geese. Why not one moose, two meese? The plural of index is indices. Should it be one Kleenex, two Kleenices? English is crazy. There's no egg in eggplant, no pine or apple in pineapple. A writer writes, but do fingers fing?
do grocers gross? Quicksand works slowly. Boxing rings a square. English is crazy. In what other language do you drive in a parkway and park in a driveway? Recite at a play and play at a recital. Ship by truck, send cargo by ship. Have noses that run and feet that smell. English is crazy. You have to marvel at the lunacy of a language in which your house can burn up when it burns down. You fill out a form when you fill it in. Your alarm clock goes off when it goes on. And if a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat?
English is crazy.
Well, English was made up by people, not computers. Reflects the creativity of the human race. So that's why when I wind up my watch, I start it. When I wind up this rap, I end it. English is crazy.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all go to the university and they all get put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. And there's doctors and there's lawyers and business executives and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry and they all have pretty children and the children go to school and the children go to summer camp and then to the university and they all get put in boxes and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family and they all get put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
You love this land of the free.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
Bring all troops back from overseas.
Bring 'em home, home, bring 'em home.
It will make the general sad, I know. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. They want to tangle with the foe.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Their weaponry, but bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Here is their big fallacy.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
A foe is hunger and ignorance. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. You can't beat that with bombs and guns. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
I may be right, I may be wrong.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
But I got a right to sing this song.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
Isn't that the wonderful thing about America? You got a right to be wrong. Where else in the world can we do it like we can do it here? And
back in 1965 when I first wrote this song. It was If You Love Your Uncle Sam. Support our boys in Vietnam, bring them home. And if you all sing that chorus with me, we can raise the ceiling a little higher. Hooray for the United States of America and the right to speak your mind.
There's one thing I must confess, bring them home, bring them home. I'm not really a pacifist, bring them home, bring them home.
If an army invaded this land of mine, bring them home,
bring them home.
You'd find me out on the firing line,
bring them home, bring them home.
Show those generals a fallacy,
bring them home, bring them home.
They don't have the right weaponry,
bring them home, bring them home.
For defense you need common sense, bring them home, bring them home. They don't have the right armaments,
bring them home, bring them home.
The world needs teachers, books, and schools. Bring them home, bring them home. And learning a few universal rules.
Bring them home, bring them home.
So now we don't want to fight for oil.
Bring them home, bring them home.
Underneath some foreign soil.
Bring them home, bring them home.
So if you love this land of the free,
bring them home, bring them home.
Bring all troops back from overseas,
bring them home, bring them home.
Great stuff there. Love that. Yes, indeed. That was Pete Seeger, of course, along with Ani DiFranco, Billy Bragg, Steve Earle, and Ann Hills. And another track from Sowing the Seeds, the 10th anniversary of Appleseed Records. And Bring Them Home If You Love Your Uncle Sam. We also had Pete in there doing Little Boxes, taking that from the Essential Pete Seeger. Pete with English Is Crazy, one he did with the kids there from the Tomorrow's Children CD that came out in 2010. Real great stuff there. And talk about small world once again. I used to own a little used bookstore, and he mentioned Richard Lederer in there. And Richard used to be one of our customers from time to time. He'd come in. Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger started off the set, and Abiyoyo, great story for More Together in Concert. And send that one out to Andy Revkin. All right, well, it's the time for the mid-show break, so we will be right back with the calendar and the weather for the local folks right after this. Everyone else will hear something else, but we'll be back right after this.